10. Closest. The blockhouse galley and food stores are deep inside the bunker, and the walls there are brick-built partitions, for there is no need to replicate the shell-proofed ferrocrete skin of the outer shell. It is a sub-optimal place to fight. Lazshot chops through 2 and even 3 thicknesses of bricks, filling the air with rust-red dust and a pungent stink of burned oxides. Bolt rounds blow out holes 1 meter wide. Everything is close range. There is no long range. Even the shots coming from the adjoining mess hall are travelling far less distance than in the open field. Rand's visor detects the density of the rockcrete spars of the bunker's frame. They stand like pillars every 5 meters, infilled with brickwork. He uses one as cover, as gunfire tears out the brick courses either side of him. He reloads. Orspec's return reads 4. 2 in the galley behind the wall, 2 more in the communal space beyond. Zephon, behind a bulkhead at the other end of the corridor, is trying to line shots into the mouth of the mess hall doorway, where a 5th and possibly 6th shooter lurks. Between them, they have killed 27 traitors since entering the complex. The traitors in the galley space unleash fury at the wall behind him. Lumps of brick, mortar chips, and clouds of red powder spray out around him. Ran waits for the beat, the brief moment when the bolt gun reloads. Then he spins out, firing both pistols through one of the holes his enemies have conveniently made for him in the wall. He kills the Sons of Horus legionary with the bolt gun outright, slamming his huge bulk backwards into a stove unit, and clips the traitor with the heavy las. The latter barks in anger and lurches for cover behind a stack of drums for dry goods storage. Ran races to a 2nd, lower hole in the brickwork and puts 2 bolt rounds into him, bursting him and one of the drums. The Sons of Horus legionary sinks, slack, into a seated position, spoiled protein meal pouring out over him like sand. Zephon is still clipping off shots at the other end of the corridor, and the shots are being answered. The air is filmed orange with brick particulates. Ran moves again, kneeling to use one of the lowest blast holes. The low angle gives him a clear line along the length of the galley, past the prep counters and the row of stewing kettles to the doorway of the chamber beyond. He fires rapidly, both guns, driving the 2 traitors there into frantic cover. Ran reloads. He's about to hose again when his visor flashes a marker to his extreme right, a corrupted wolf's head icon. The Sons of Horus warrior, a massive, distorted brute, is charging him down the narrow access corridor. He is carrying a heavy rectangular storm shield in front of him and firing a bolt pistol over its top corner loop. Ran scrambles backwards. 2 bolt rounds hit the wall beside him, covering him in red dust. 1/3 clips his right greave. Only half upright, Ran scrabbles in retreat, returning fire, but the shield soaks everything up, the explosive impacts searing harmlessly across its surface. Ran ducks into the galley doorway to evade the shooting charge, knowing it will expose him to the Sons of Horus in the chamber beyond. As he swings through the galley door, he empties the pistol in his right hand at the rear galley arch to keep the shooters in cover, then clamps the empty pistol to his plate and draws one of his stowed axes. Quarters are still too close for this kind of weapon, but he is acting on pure instinct. He lets headsman's haft slip down through his hand, so he is holding it at a midpoint, as a hatchet. As the charging traitor draws level with the doorway, Ran, so coated in brick powder it looks as though his yellow plate has rusted, swings out to greet him and buries the head of his axe squarely in the shield boss. Now he has a split second and leverage. He hauls on the axe haft, prizing the shield away from the Sons of Horus legionary's body, and puts 3 rounds into the opening with the pistol in his left hand. The traitor drops, unguarded torso blown out point blank. The shield drops with him, clamped to his arm. Ran drops too. The killers in the communal space beyond the arch have resumed fire, further mangling the galley doorway. Hunched down, Ran puts 1 foot on the edge of the fallen shield and frees headsman. He stows it, then drags the shield off the traitor's arm. Incoming shots chew the wall behind him and the doorway beside him. Still crouching, he reloads both pistols. There won't be time once he's in it again. He clamps 1 pistol, takes the other in his right hand, and hoists the shield onto his left. He glances at Zephon. The Blood Angel, at the far end of the corridor, is still trading shots with the enemy in the mess hall. Ran knows from his brother's stance that Zephon is about to break cover and charge.
Hold!
He shouts, but Zephon is already racing for the mess hall doorway, head down, pistol barking. If Ran moves to support, it'll open them both to the traitors in the communal space. A simple tactical choice. Ran raises the shield and charges the length of the ruined galley. Shots hammer off the shield, bucking it in his grip. He reaches the archway and kills one of the defenders immediately, firing over the loop, a shot to the throat, then another to the belly as the Sons of Horus warrior folds away. The other is to his left, just inside the room. Ran turns on him, shield raised, now taking fire at zero distance, the impacts threatening to wrench the shield off his arm. He just keeps moving, slamming the shield into the Sons of Horus legionary, driving him back against the chamber wall. The traitor is pinned for a second. Ran slots his pistol over the loop, rams his entire weight and power into the shield, and puts a single bolt round through his face. He steps back. The immense dead weight of the Sons of Horus warrior slithers to the floor, leaving a sticky track of gore down the wall. Ran can hear shots exchanged in the mess hall. Still, he takes a second to check the chamber, to make sure there's no one else in hiding, and no one about to storm in from the access beyond. Then he goes back, fast, shield up. Zephon is just inside the mess hall doorway. Two traitors are sprawled dead at his feet, and he is grappling hand to hand with a third. At some point since Ran last saw him, Zephon's helm has been torn off or discarded. He's been hit at least once in the shoulder, his pauldron scorched and buckled. Ran's instinct is to help him, but fierce gunfire is coming at them both from deeper in the room. Ran ploughs past Zephon into the hall, shield up, drawing fire. Two more traitors, another of the Sons of Horus and a World Eater, both marker-tagged with corrupted gibberish. The Sons of Horus traitor is to the right, firing a bolt gun. The World Eater is to the left, closer but not shooting. Ran guesses the brute's heavy cannon has cooked out and jammed. He prioritizes, advancing on the Sons of Horus warrior, emptying his magazine. His target, in partial cover, holds his ground, doing the same. Bolts hammer the shield. The Sons of Horus legionary's last shot finally cracks the shield diagonally. Ran's last shot explodes the traitor's head in a splash of blood, bone, and ceramite flakes. Ran leaves the ground. The World Eater, a huge beast, has abandoned his jammed cannon and slammed into him from behind. Ran is caught in a vicing bear hug, his feet milling. The World Eater is yowling in his ear, coating Ran's right pauldron and the side of his helm in viscous spittle. Ran drops his empty pistol and tries to break free, but he has no purchase, and he's clamped to the beast's chest by his captured shield. His left arm is almost crushed. He can feel his plate creaking, as though it is about to fracture and split. His torso is compressed. The World Eater is terrifyingly strong, far stronger than any Astartes. For it is not truly Astartes anymore. It is beyond transhuman. Right in front of his wedged face, Ran sees its ugly white talons cutting into the edge of his shield, its huge hand, flesh swollen and almost translucent, folding the shield like the cloth of a cloak. He realizes his war is about to be over.